Well, there we go. 10:08. Little local flavor. You know, if there's one thing we like on this program, it's listening to a lot of young women sing. We've got a whole bunch of them in studio. To move right from Weezer into Arcade Fire. Oh, that's Kings of Leon. That's hard to see. You'll have to speak straight into that microphone over there, ma'am.
Sorry, that was the Kings of Leon.
Rebecca Tenniel and Stephanie Street are in studio, but they're not really the important ones. Olivia Erbach, Sarah Tenniel,
hey.
Welcome to the program. That was your. What's the name of your band?
We're not sure.
There we go.
Like all
tortured artists, you've yet to come up with a name for what you do. You just do what you do. That was part of your concert from Friday evening at the Clinton Center. You guys took to the stage. From what I understand, brought the house down. Very much like The Who, or maybe, you know, we'll see you guys next year at Bonnaroo or Wakarusa or somewhere like that. Okay, rock and roll camp all week. What did you do? How long were you there?
We were there, like, basically all day.
Oh, there we go. This is, yes?
We had to be there at about 8:30, and it ended at 4:30.
And you played nothing but rock music all day long?
Not all rock.
Mostly freeform jazz? Was there any freeform jazz at that point?
We played a lot of rock.
A lot
of... We had concerts in the morning.
Okay.
Yep.
And this was fun. This was sponsored by...
This was the Clinton Center, our first ever rock and roll camp. And the kids every morning started with a rock concert from 8:30 to 9 every single morning. That's how they started their day.
So this entire last week at the Clinton Center, you had... boys, girls, the whole...
25 kids from around the city, and we had Smokey Emerson from UCA, who is the lead guitar instructor. He and several of his colleagues ran the rock and roll camp. And I think, did you guys like the instructors?
Yes. We called one guy the Banana King.
Joey, the Banana King.
Who was your favorite instructor?
Yes.
Joey!
The bass player?
Yes.
Yeah.
What instruments did you guys learn about?
Drums, guitar, and bass.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Street program. I'm Bill Vickery. This is what happens, Matt, when you get a bunch of strong-willed women in one spot at the same time. You and that poor Dr. Williams is out in the hall. You know? This is a... But you guys had a lot of fun.
Yes.
And you learned how to play. You learned how to play instruments, the whole thing, right?
Yep.
Who are your musical influences? Do you go back to... maybe Coltrane before he got clean, or maybe Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders? Did they have a lot of influence on your musical?
My mom wants me to say Elvis. I gotta say Miley Cyrus.
There we go. Well, we all know that Miley Cyrus has a lot of impact on the music industry today, and God bless her. Well, and there is a huge Elvis exhibit at the Clinton Library now, two exhibits. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Rebecca?
It is. Two exhibits for the price of one. There's a photograph exhibit, and it's gorgeous. It's Alfred Wertheimer, 56 photographs from 1956. And then we have an Elvis exhibit where we've partnered with Graceland, and so we have things like the 1960 MG that he drove in Blue Hawaii. Yeah, we've got scripts from movies. We have outfits that are very blingy and wonderful.
All this is at the library, the Clinton Library downtown. Hours of operation Monday through Friday?
9 to 5. Saturday, 9 to 5. Sunday, 1 to 5.
So this afternoon, swing on by. It's easy. I love. See, of course, living downtown. We've talked about this on the program many times. I think it's a spectacular space. If you just want to come down and have a picnic out on the grounds of the library, it's an open public. You know, I mean, I've seen widespread panic on the grounds of the Clinton Library. Jams on the grounds of the Clinton Library, and now rock and roll. Well, there we go. What was your favorite part of the week? Was it the concert at the end, Sarah?
No, but there was this guy who came in, and he impersonated Elvis, and he did a...
Was he the fat Elvis or the skinny Elvis?
The skinny Elvis.
Okay.
Well, and there is a second round of rock and roll camp on July 11th. So if you missed out on first round, we've got a few slots open. It is seriously so much fun. It was the best way to start out days. I got to hear, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers and all kinds of fun stuff every morning.
Yeah.
Queen. Yeah.
Opened it up again 4th through 8th graders. Mm-hmm. So this one will be a little more different ages, but there are a few slots left. So if you're interested, you can either go to the website, ClintonPresidentialCenter.org, or call 370-8000 and ask for Joyce Willis, our fabulous educational programs manager who runs both of the camps. Thank you, Joyce.
I think this is a great thing. A lot of fun. One of the best things you guys have done down there. And I think, again, it's kind of, you're very diverse. You have a ton of programs going on down there all the time. And it's just it's an integral part to downtown.
It probably was the best thing.
It was the best. Is it the best thing that you've done?
Yes, probably.
That's cool.
Well, it's not the best thing that I've done this summer, but it's really fun.
Boy, a discerning palate over here on Sarah Tenniel's. It's not the best thing, though. What was the concert like Friday night? Are you addicted to the stage now?
Yeah.
Has the fame monster grabbed you and won't let go?
I was a little scared at first.
You were scared? But you really got into it, though. I've seen some still photos that probably will be in Rolling Stone this week, and I understand you guys were really into it.
Olivia rocked the bass.
Yes.
And backed up into the, you know, she had the stage moves all down. I don't know if they had choreography as part of their class, but it just comes to the young Airbach very naturally.
You want to be a rock star now? Has your life changed?
Yes. No. Changed. Still no.
Jukebox hero? That's what you want to be?
I want to be a rock star. That's something on
there we go.
I didn't put it on my to-do list.
Here's the thing. Let me encourage you now. Drop out of school. Don't worry about that.
Thank you,
just
Uncle
pursue.
Bill.
There we go. There
I want to be smart, not dumb.
Well, there we go. Boy,
you're a bad influence.
I am a bad. Thank you.
You really are, Bill.
Thank you. There we go. Believe me, you're not the first woman to tell me I'm a bad influence. So
probably a lot of.
Well, there's no need to go further. It's not comedy camp, okay? This is not. You didn't go to comedy camp.
It should be.
But it had to be a lot of fun for you guys, right? The whole week.
Yeah.
Right, sir? So, like now, like Olivia, okay, you played the bass. You rocked the bass. Is that something that you want to do now? You want to go on and play a little more? You like, hey, I might pick this up?
I guess I'm a little more interested in guitar.
In the guitar? Well, there we go. May I suggest the keytar from the 1980s, which was a piano, keyboard, and like a guitar.
So we saw this movie.
My family sunk a lot of money into keytar lessons. That really didn't work out for me.
We saw this movie where they had that.
The keytar?
The keytar. Phineas and Ferb.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's a great show.
I remember that episode.
Of course Matt knows about it. Okay, hit me with interested camp.
In Rock and Roll Camp
Save
Session
me.
2, July 11th through 15th. Go to ClintonPresidentialCenter.org or call 370-8000 and sign your kids up. It is so much fun. It really is.
Fourth grade through the eighth grade. Fourth grade through the eighth grade this time. That's fantastic. And then, of course, it will culminate with a big concert and lots of video from what I understand. Maybe there's a DVD. And
yeah, they played like little video. They played videos. What was that girl's name who played the guitar and she was really old?
Well, there we go. The guitar really old.
Sister Rosetta Thorne.
Yeah. Nothing like a little reality check, you know, from Sarah Tenniel.
She was probably the first person to invent rock and roll.
Well, there we go. There we go.
And the Elvis exhibits.
Trying to save it. So this DVD, don't let Scorsese screw you guys out of your royalties on that CD, on the DVD. Let him and Robbie Robertson.
Maybe Bill could come and host the second concert.
I would love.
The rock and roll concert.
Unfortunately, I was in New York this last Friday, open club. But I would love to come MC.
That would be perfect.
In a club.
Hello, Cleveland. So, but you don't have a name for your band yet.
So I've been thinking we should name it the Buzzers.
Really? Wow!
Really?
Look at you. Hey, I like
really,
that
Olivia?
product tie-in. She understands cross promotion. Well,
what's that?
We'll leave you with
who
this.
Is that?
This is your band.
Oh. It sounds so good, you couldn't tell?
Exactly.
All over the place.
We'll let Matt mix it up over there.
We will rock you.
Nothing like some young women singing Queen.
We will rock you. Oh, this is the one I was singing in.
We got to hit a break.
Beverly
we'll try
Hills.
To restore some order to this chaos.
Hit it quickly.
Budding rock stars here in the studio. Thank you guys very much.
So that's
back with more after this.